relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Some things just make you angry. I have in my hand a, oh my gosh, 8-page memo. Let me just start reading it and see if you can guess who wrote it. There's a call coming in line one, guys. May 25th marks 1 year since the brutal murder of George Floyd by police officers in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Last year, the horrific video of Mr. Floyd's final 9 minutes and 29 seconds went viral and spurred Black Lives Matter protests worldwide in response to his senseless killing and to demand an end to systemic racism and police brutality. 1 year, many in the international community will honor Mr. Floyd and acknowledge the long journey nations face to advance racial justice. This sentence will give it away. Mostly. Leading up to May 25th, the department has issued guidance on the use of Black Lives Matter language, banners, and flags. This is from a cable that has been sent by the Biden State Department, headed by Beta Male Antony Blinken, to all of our embassies and missions. It has been published by Human Events, and it is really rather shocking. The memo goes on to use talking points from the left, talking points straight out of critical race theory, and then to give permission to local missions to, quote, any BLM-related displays within the interior of the mission or exterior of the mission, including the BLM flag on the flagpole, are at the chief of mission's discretion. So the symbol of an organization that has led to more than 1,000 federal police officers being injured, some of them severely, hundreds of state and local officers being injured, and at least 40 Americans being murdered, including at least 20 Black Americans, like retired police captain David Dorn, who bled out live on Facebook. That organization that caused upwards of $2 billion worth of damage to our country, its flag can now fly on the official flagpole of our missions, our embassies across the world. How did we get here? Well, maybe because of the lying legacy media. There is a woman called Tiffany Cross who apparently is a guest host, not some pundit. And it's not pundit, guys. It's not pundit. It's pundit. But actually a host of MSNBC who, in a very ineloquent little clip, well, what did she encourage? Play cut.
I am outraged and exhausted and angry. And I just wonder, this is clearly not a system that can be reformed. And I just, what can we do to stop this? Because it feels like it's just time to burn it down. You know, if we ask, please stop killing us. It hasn't happened. At this point, it's a demand and it's still happening. I am.
We have to burn it down. But burn what down? America down? Burn down government buildings like that courthouse? Burn down police stations? Because you have to stop killing us? Who's killing you, Tiffany Cross? When Black Lives Matter began, the number of black Americans unarmed, shot to death by the police in a year was 19. Black Lives Matter riots have killed more people in the last year. 19. Thanks to great Americans like my Salem colleague, Larry Elder, who is a walking font of information. Just a statistical genius. We know that every year, 6,000 black Americans are murdered. Not by white supremacists, not by Asians, not by Nazis, but by fellow black Americans. So who, Tiffany Cross, is murdering you? Black America's murdering you. But you want to burn down what exactly? Black America? White America? America? It's time to stand up. I was going to tweet this at the weekend. I never got around to it. I was playing with the exact verbiage. But I'm going to say now in front of all 3 million of you, and everybody else who's catching this on the podcast, on the streaming service, on Rumble. There is no white supremacy in America, period. Did you hear me, Media Matters? Little Zaki Poo at Salon? Why were you a leader of the Republican College Organization when you were at university and now you're working at Salon? Zaki, very strange. There is no modern white supremacy. It doesn't exist. It's a shillabeth. It's a figment. It's a boogeyman. It's a lie. What there is left-wing politics that, as Candace Owen has so rightly described, has perpetuated the plantation culture in America. Not one with gin wheels and cotton picking. No. A political plantation of dependence upon the Democrats. That's why in Chicago this weekend, 48 people were shot and 10 were killed. And they weren't killed by white supremacists. They were killed by a culture the Democrats have created. A culture in which getting married, no good. Getting handouts from the government as a single mother, that's great. A culture in which even the singers, even the rappers extol the baby mama culture. Multiple children with multiple women and nary an inkling of responsibility for your progeny. That wasn't conservatives who broke the black American family. It wasn't the Heritage Foundation, or even Cato, that on its website said, our goal is to break the traditional nuclear family with the traditional heteronormative cisgender roles of man and woman. No, that was Black Lives Matter's webpage. which after a few months just quietly deleted that sentence. Why? We know you believe it. Just like the SDS, just like the Weather Underground in the 1960s and 70s, who had as one of their mottos, smash monogamy. This is a cultural war. And look, yeah, it's against conservatives. But we'll be fine. Because we love our country and we'll never give up. But the people who are paying the greatest cost aren't people like me, white immigrants. It's people born here who are black, who have been enslaved by the Democrat Party again. First, it was the plantations, Democrat plantations run by Democrat slave owners. Then a Republican came along, the first Republican president, and said no. And Abraham Lincoln became the great emancipator, and 600 Americans died in a war to free our fellow black Americans. So I have pity on you. If you're black and you vote Democrat, you're voting yourself back in chains, or to stay in chains. It's time to free yourself. Become a Republican. Like our guest, Vernon Jones, later this hour. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Relief Factor. If you're in everyday pain and have failed to find relief with other solutions, try the 100% drug-free product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the three-week quick starter pack right now, and find out the kinds of things this can do for you, the kind of life-changing events that can occur, such as for Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That could be you. That should be you. Find out today. The three-week quick starter pack will be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
When I was 17 years old, and I remember the first thing I said to the organization was, "Do you fight police?" That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to fight the police. They were the single most sort of terrorist organization, and my life.
In her life, Patrice Calora's life, is that before? Is that the woman who bought the mansions? That is the woman, isn't it? She must have a really bad run with the terrorist police if she's buying multiple, was it 4 houses in the space of just a few weeks? Patrice Calora's 2015 King's College saying that the terrorists are actually cops. After that monologue, which I didn't rehearse, I just want to, where are the angry black Americans who said enough? Where are the community leaders? I mean, most of the good guys from the black community who talk up and actually commit to the truth are guests on this show. Vernon Jones imminently, and Horace Cooper and others. But if I were part of a community that was killing itself and then being kept in political chains by the Democrats, I wouldn't take it. I'd start a movement to destroy that political plantation. Where are you? What are you doing? Is 6,000 blacks murdered by blacks every year not enough? When will it be enough? Do you remember that BLM activist who filmed Ashley Babbitt dying? John Earl Sullivan? Well, the DOJ is doing something right. They've taken the $90,000 he got from CNN and wherever else for the footage. They've seized it. And he is being charged by federal prosecutors for actually incentivizing violence. The court documents have him saying, "I brought my megaphone to instigate the beep, and I want to make these Trump supporters beep all this beep up." I guess it's a small recompense. We wanted justice after Mueller. We wanted justice after the November election. One BLM supporter who pretended to be a journalist is getting into a little hot water with the DOJ. I guess there must be three people left there who are good. Let me change my mood. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to all of you who've supported the Angel Tree Camp program already. You've already sent more than 400 children who've lost a mother or father to the prison system to a safe Christian summer camp. If you haven't done so already, if you'd like to give back, if you want to help literally save lives by breaking that cycle, please make a donation today. You can go to my website, super easy, sebgorka.com, click on the Angel Tree banner at the top, or just call the Prison Fellowship at 888-206-2794. That number, 888-206-2794, or just go to sebgorka, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner at the very top. Thank you to all of you who already have done so, and to all of you who will. Okay, let's listen to one more cut before we get to our guests and our callers. Roz in Cleveland will be next, but Greg Jarrett had something to say, which I'm not a lawyer, but occurred to me, and I'm glad he said it. Cut three.
So, you know, the question then becomes, can an employer ask such a question? They can, as long as they don't ask the reason why you're not taking the vaccine. That would be a clear violation of the right to privacy. But look, Steve, there's no law that says an employer cannot ask the question. Moreover, there's no law that says an employer can't force employees to get the vaccine. Back in 1905, the U.S. Supreme Court considered a case, and its ruling said that a state can require vaccination. So it follows that an employer can do the same thing, provided they make an accommodation for disabilities, an accommodation for religion, an accommodation for individuals who may have an immuno problem in taking a vaccine.
So that, we trust Greg, and he said the following. To be very clear, an employer can ask you if you're getting the vaccine. If you say no, they cannot ask you why. That's against privacy laws in America. However, and this is the bad news, they can demand that you get vaccinated with the one proviso that there must be some potential provision for those who, for medical reasons, cannot get vaccinated. I'm grateful to you, Greg, for answering the question that so many of us had. I am not taking the vaccine myself because I had the coronavirus. Roz in Cleveland, line three. Thank you for your patience, Roz.
Hello. I totally agree with you with the Black Lives Matter, but I live inner city Cleveland, predominantly Black neighborhood. Even my own church, I can't get them to understand that they're just Black lives do matter. That when you put up that sign, you're agreeing to the organization.
Yes.
I can't seem to get it through. What am I doing wrong?
Well, look,
I've given them all of it. The anti-nuclear family, I've given them the give up your house. I actually cut and pasted the old website, and I have it.
So what do they say when you show them the website, the BLM, where they say that they're against the traditional nuclear family? Is there a response?
Well, just we don't mean that we support that organization. It just means that Black Lives Matter.
Well, then you're not dealing with adults. You're dealing with children.
Yeah, children who are 60 years old and gray-haired.
Right. If they don't understand that the movement's name is Black Lives Matter, and that they're putting the movement's name out in front of their church, then they're either cretins or they're just children.
Here's the thing. What was given to me when I said that can't be there, well, that's because you didn't have to eat at a separate place or drink from a separate
okay,
water
bottle. Okay, one last thing.
What does that have to do with it?
Yeah, of course it isn't. Again, just a childish response. One last thing. Just look up the data. Listen to Larry Elder's interview with Dave Rubin. It's incredible. Just listen to Larry Elder's interview with Dave Rubin on the statistics of black homicide, and then just ask your church members, your leadership, how many people are killed last year by black Americans? How many blacks are killed by black Americans? And when they don't know, you tell them, Roz. Because that's why we're here, to tell the truth. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Vernon Jones next. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan. And I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend. From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Some people are easier to get on our national radio show than others. We can even get the President of the United States. If you missed that exclusive interview, we're going to be replaying it on Monday on Memorial Day with two very special guests in the first and second hour. For the whole hour, Lord Conrad Black and then Victor Davis Hanson. In the third hour, we devote to the 45th President of the United States, somebody who's almost as hard to get on the show. Is a great American who I just bumped into at a party last week here in the swamp. He's none other than Vernon Jones. Vernon, welcome to America First.
How are you, sir?
You're a busy man. You are hard to tie down.
No, listen. No. You know, when you say party and I say party, it's two different things. When I was a Southern boy, when I say party, it's necessary. I have to go to the party.
But it was a good party. Matt Schlapp throws a good shindig, doesn't he?
That kind of party, yeah, that was a good party, as you said. See, I'm a Southern boy. We have a different day. We talk funny down here.
Yeah, well, I'm still trying to get over my Alabamian accent. So, Vernon, let's start with the last. I think it was maybe last time before I saw you before that party. Was on January the 6th when you spoke before President Trump. It was a cold, cold day. I was there in the front row waiting for the president, and you said something that was so so powerful. We're going to talk about your recent decision, what you're doing in Georgia. But you said, I think it's time for me to come home. I think it's time for me to come to the Republican Party. Why did you make that decision? What has changed? Talk to us about politics in America today and where the real radicals are.
Well, Dr. G, first of all, I'm honored to be on your show. And really, I've been wanting to be on your show, so it's not like I've been dodging your show. I want to be on your show because you're so popular, and I've learned so much from you, watching you. And so I just want to pay tribute to you for that and getting the word out.
Thank you.
To our people. It was a cold day on that January the 6th, but, you know, it was a significant day because it was a day that people, patriots and Americans all across this country came together and said, look, we would have no more of the left. And we did come together in a peaceful and a peaceful way in a way that we were respectful. There were a few bad apples, and we do not condone that. But when you look at the overwhelming amount of Americans and patriots who just love their country and want their voices to be heard, you and I both stood with them in that cold day, and President Donald Trump. And, you know, when I did mention to you about it's time to come back home to the grand old party, the party of abolition, the party of Abraham Lincoln, the party of Frederick Douglass, I meant it's time to come home and bring a grand new party to the grand old party, bringing in grand new ideas, grand new people, and grand new opportunities.
And what has happened to the Democrat Party? We look at the people there, the squad. We look at their comments on the recent violence in the Middle East. We look at Black Lives Matter, defund the police. The Democrat Party of our fathers or our grandfathers' generation, that's dead and buried, isn't it, Vernon?
Yeah, it's definitely not the party of John F. Kennedy. It's not the party of my family. It's not the party of me when I joined 30 years ago. I've remained stationary where I am right now. The party moved. So that's why I made it clear. I didn't leave the party. The party left me. I put my country before my party. And, you know, when you look at Black Lives Matter, realizing Black Lives do not matter to Black Lives Matter. When you look at Antifa and what Black Lives Matter did to destroy this country, including federal courthouses, police stations, people being killed, and over 700 officers being assaulted. That's not what our party stood for before. Defunding the police, not protecting female sports, and wanting to inject children with hormone injections and transgender operations for children. No, that is not the party, Dr. G, that I and others stood with and stood for. And so I am so disappointed where they're going, but that's why we have to take back our country one state at a time. I'm doing it here in Georgia with running for the Republican nomination to be governor of this state of Georgia against those who cut and ran on the president and cut and ran on election integrity. So please, all you all interested in helping taking back our country, go to jonesforgeorgia.com.
He just stole all my thunder. I was going to give you all that information, talk about his decision, give you the URL, but he's done it for me. I can do it again. Don't worry, we have another segment. In the meantime, follow him at Rep. Vernon Jones. We're going to talk about his momentous decision for Georgia, why he took it, and why and how you can support him. He's a true American. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
It's way past time for the City Hall Press Corps and the people that do the hiring and make the decisions to get the memo. We are in a time where we're having a powerful and important conversation around systemic racism in every institution. And the press and the media can't be exempt from that conversation.
That's the mayor of Chicago justifying her decision to only give interviews to colored reporters, to black and brown reporters. Where I come from, that's called racism. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you like what you're listening to, if you want to have a good night's sleep, I had a great night's sleep. Do what I do, and millions of Americans across this nation, go and order right now one of Mike Lindell's My Pillows, a pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. 51 million sold there. they're that good. The left's trying to cancel Mike. They're trying to get his products boycotted. Go directly to his website, mypillow.com. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A for up to 66% off. Call them at 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. Mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with Vernon Jones, who's running for the governorship in Georgia. I love this man. I support this man wholeheartedly. Go to jonesforgeorgia.com. I have to ask you, when you hear the president of the mayor of Chicago, where 48 people were shot this weekend, Vernon, 10 of them murdered, how does banning white journalists or banning anybody based upon skin color help Chicago or any city or state?
Well, first of all, I think she needs to go quickly to relieffactor.com because she needs some relief.
Yeah, I think the pain she causes is a different kind of pain, but I appreciate that, Vernon.
It's painful just to hear her say that. You know, you and I both know that reporters, especially those liberal reporters, can just be a piece of work. They are tools. However, to ban based on race, where is the liberal media coming out and hanging her out on doing and saying something like that? Isn't there something wrong with that? Now, see, the left, they're stepping over each other. You know, on one hand, they want women to be inclusive. They talk about how they support women. But then on the other hand, they don't support protecting female sports. On one hand, they want to talk about families, but on the other hand, they want to come up with Black Lives Matter and want to destroy the nucleus of the black family, the black male. They don't know what the hell they want. They're just all over each other. But I can tell you this, that's why we have to stand up. The right has to bring this country back together, stand up for family values, stand up for supporting our police, stand up for ridding those who are talking about systemic racism, because they are the problem. They're the ones who's causing systemic racism. And, you know, we're not saying that there are not some people out there with racial and bigoted views. We can start with Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden, who's heading that crowd up. But when you hear them, the left always talking about that, and now they want to teach critical race theory, which is based on race, based on, guess what? If you ask 10 different people about critical race theory, you'll get 10 different answers. So it's been abused on even how it's been taught. That's why we have to come in and step in and ban stuff like that. Well, that's where the right has to make things right again.
He's stepping in. We're going to talk about his plans for Georgia. But first things first, I just got to ask you a very simple question. BLM, Black Lives Matter, has it made things better or worse for black Americans, Vernon Jones?
Make things a lot worse for African Americans, because one of the founders, she go and take buy a house of $1.4 million and say Black Lives Matter, but it was in a white neighborhood. When you see them fighting over the money, who's going to get what part of the money? When you see that the majority of this money is going to the gay community, the transgender community. Wait a minute. I thought all Black Lives Matter. No hell it doesn't. The hypocrisy of it. That group should be banned, and Joe Biden should be banned with them because he still has yet to call them out.
All right, let's talk about your exciting decision. Not only are you coming home to the Republican Party, the GOP, you're running for the governorship in Georgia. Find out about this man. Support this man at jonesforgeorgia.com. Tell us why you made that decision and what your vision is for the state of Georgia.
It was very simple. Our governor in Georgia cut and ran on election integrity. He wouldn't call a special session. He wouldn't call for a special audit. He sat on the sidelines while myself and others on the front line fighting for election integrity and fighting for President Trump. As a direct result of him cutting a deal with Stacey Abrams that really just came in and created a crowd and brought about fraud over our elections, he cost us 2 U.S. Senate seats and the president's office. Now what we're dealing with Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Joe Biden. And as I said many times, they remind me of the Wizard of Oz. One has no heart, the other has no brain, the other has no courage. And we're not being led by the Wicked Witch of the South, or we're not being led by, I should say, Dorothy and Toto. We are being led by the Wicked Witch of the South, Stacey Abrams. That's what I say. So that's where I'm running to take our state back.
I think Vernon Jones just spoiled one of my favorite movies for me. But the analogies are great. The analogies are great. So what's the plan? There's so much corruption in the state. What is your vision for the great state of Georgia, Vernon Jones?
My vision is to have a type of election apparatus in place that people have full confidence in. Right now, they don't have confidence what's in place. Secondly, my vision for Georgia is to ban CRT outright. My vision for Georgia is to make sure we have constitutional carry and can no local governments, because they are failing to enforce the law, to start cutting police funding or coming up with these local gun control laws. We are stomping that, putting that fire out. We're stomping it, I should say. We're putting Georgia first and putting Georgia first. And again, go to jonesforgeorgia.com to be a part of this.
Jonesforgeorgia.com. We've got 30 seconds left. Your message to those Americans and Georgians who've just given up after November and say we can't win again, what is your personal message to them, Vernon?
Georgia's not a blue state. Georgia's a red state. Let's fight. We have to fight the left. Let's stand up. And I always said, so goes Georgia, so goes this country. When we take Georgia back, we take this country back. This is ground zero right here, Georgia. And we're coming back, Dr. G, and we're coming back stronger than ever before.
Did you enjoy this interview?
Dr. G, I enjoy your company. I enjoy your show because you're full of fire. I love it.
Next time you're in the swamp sneaking off to swanky parties at Match Labs, you better come into my studio first. Deal?
You got a deal, good doctor.
Go, in the meantime, follow this man, support this man, jonesforgovernor.com. God bless you. We need 1,000 more Vernon Jones. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor, it's real. I don't need a script. I don't have talking points. I've lived it for more than 2 years. I had a low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free. That's the story for thousands of Americans like Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Did you hear that? Pain-free! That should be you. That could be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack by going to ReliefFactor.com or calling 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. It'll be there for you to try, and within 3 weeks, you'll know. What have you got to lose? Well, except the pain. You know it makes sense. Do it now. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
What did he say in the break? I know why they call you the doctor. It's because you know how to operate. I need that line of Vernon Jones, the future governor of Georgia, said that. I think I have to go down there. It's a little campaign event for the good Representative Jones. It's the spirit that we call for every single day. And it's the opposite of what I saw, so sad, so very, very sad, in that gun store in West Virginia, where they, come on, guys, you're into guns. If you're into guns, you're into the Constitution. Not just one part of it, all of it, which means freedom. Don't tell me to put my mask on. Don't challenge me, hey, do you like life or death? Guess what, buddy? I choose freedom in West Virginia? You're a mask Nazi? Grow a pair, man! You want to sell guns to Americans so they can protect themselves, their families, and be the last line of defense against tyranny? But you give in, you kneel at the altar of Fauci-dom? Oh, man. I walked straight out, and I won't be back in that store. Unless you change your mind and you recommit yourself to the founding principles of this nation. It's not complicated. This isn't some abstruse philosophy. This isn't some ontological debate. It's freedom versus the opposite. And it's up to you. It's up to every single one of us. And if I hear one more person say, well, they'll just steal it again. Really? Is that how this nation was founded? Oh, they'll just tax us again and won't provide us with representation, so what's the point? It's the whole point. It's why this nation exists. It's why 1% of the colonial population actually said, no, this ends now. The usurpations will stop, and we will stop them. And thus was born the greatest experiment in democracy. I understand we're a republic, but it is a representative government. And the only constitution of its kind, the oldest constitution of its kind, that bases our freedom, our sovereignty, on our being made in our Creator's image. And that is a principle we never, ever give up on. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. If you enjoyed the show, subscribe to our Rumble channel, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. And as ever, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.